Hi, my name is Ann Angela Webb, otherwise known as the Animal Intuitive or owner of Intuitive Touch Animal Care. I'm a nationally board certified animal massage practitioner and animal communicator, and I'm here today to provide you with a demonstration of animal massage so that you can provide some massage for your pet at home. My model today is Cheyenne, and we had an unexpected visitor of my cat Tierna, so she'll be in the shots as well. So massage is wonderful for improving circulation in the body. It supports the immune system. It helps to move toxins out of the body, and it helps with healing post-surgically and after an injury. There are a few contraindications to massage. It's always wise to check with your vet if your pet has had anything like a fever or systemic infection, if there's been a heart condition, cancer treatment, or some type of injury or surgery. So, just to check with your vet and make sure that it's okay for you to begin doing massage with your animal. So I'm gonna show you a few basic strokes, but they're very effective. The first one is called effleurage. And with effleurage, it's just a very light, gentle stroke. And you can begin at the top of the head with most animals. If they're head shy, of course, you know, use your own judgment. You can start lower on the body. But this helps to begin the massage and set the intention for the massage. It helps you to begin connecting with your pet, and it helps your animal just to understand what's going on so that, and prepare the muscles of the body. It warms them up for the more deep tissue work. So as I do that, I'm just showing you that you're using the palms of the hand as you do that. You're not sort of pressing with your fingertips. And again, it's a light, gentle stroke, not pressing too hard. Obviously, if you're using a smaller animal, like a kitty cat, like Tierna, you're gonna use a lighter pressure. And I like to begin by just sweeping down along the side of the spine, sides of the spine. And then you can begin to kind of go out into the shoulder, follow that into the chest. You can go right down into the leg, and kind of backing off a little bit as you go into the top of the paw, where those little bones are there and they can be a little bit more sensitive. You can also continue that down into the torso. Of course, you're going to want to try to get both sides of the body, but for the purposes of this video, we're just showing you this side. Unless she decides to move, kind of have to go with the flow when you're working with animals. And sometimes they will just get up and walk away, and if they don't want to participate in the massage, that's fine. You can always return to it in a few minutes or a few days. You know, you just have to let them show you what they want. So after we've done that opening with the effleurage, and you can also do some circular motions too with effleurage, sort of warming up the muscles. So then petrissage is our next technique. Petrissage is similar to kneading bread. So kind of pulling up on the skin, but you're pulling up on the muscle as you get into those larger areas a little bit more. You can feel it, and I can demonstrate it for you a little bit more in areas like the shoulder. Now she's stretched out, so it's a little bit more taut, so it doesn't show it quite as much. But back here, for instance, in the back of her leg, gives you a little bit better of an idea. So it's sort of a lifting, kneading, as you're alternating hands. And you can do that in smaller degrees as you work down into the arms. You can kind of lift a little bit with your thumbs. Kind of pull that up with your fingertips as well, as you can see. And you can also work your way down for some dogs into the paw pad area. Some dogs don't like that, but some are okay with it. Just kind of get in there, loosen up those little areas between the pads. And as we go down the length of the body, you're going to come to the base of the spine. And just keeping in mind that the spine continues into the tail. So we want to be careful not to pull too hard, but we're going to do a technique called tractioning, which is alternating sort of a very gentle twisting. So we're going to go sort of very lightly back and forth. Very gently. You never want to tug or pull. And then, as I mentioned, another benefit of massage is how it moves lymph in the body. And animals have little lymph nodes throughout the body. You don't have to know exactly where they are. As a massage practitioner, we're more specific. I do manual lymphatic massage, so I focus more directly, but for your purposes, you will access these areas nicely if you just kind of focus on stroking right here, the back of the jaw. If you kind of pull very nice and gentle, stroke down, and begin to move lymph. You're moving white blood cells in the body when you do massage, and that helps with healing. So it's really wonderful what you can do. It supports the immune system. And you can also access these lymph nodes by going into sort of this under their armpit area and doing a little bit of a squeeze, not pulling or doing it too hard, but just a gentle squeezing motion. A little goes a long way with massage. You can also access those lymph nodes under this flank area. It's nice just to support them kind of in the back under part here as you do that. Support that leg. As you can see, massage for your pet can be very relaxing. So it can really help with animals who are under stress. It's wonderful if you're traveling with your pet, for instance, and they're experiencing some stress. And I like to, what I call it, reconnect the body, because you're working on all these different parts, and by doing another sort of effleurage, you reconnect the body at the end of the massage. And then I just like to kind of do a balancing, putting my hands at the base of the spine and the other one between the shoulder blades. Just taking a deep breath and showing them that the massage is over. I thank them for taking part in this. And I thank you for being here today. I hope this was helpful. If you have any questions, please feel free to post them. I will reply in the comment section below. And also feel free to reach out to me on my website, intuitivetouchanimalcare.com. Thanks so much.
My favorite thing to do. Rub my belly. Rub my belly. Rub my belly. My belly. My belly. Rub my belly. Rub my belly. Rub my belly. My belly. My belly. I like my ears rubbed. I like my paws rubbed. I like my back rubbed. I like my tail rubbed. I like to relax. A massage and some snacks. It's my favorite thing to do. But if you really want to know what I like, listen close. Rub my belly.